Welcome to another edition of SoundCloud Sunday on Laurel Canyon Radio, where we play the best unsigned, should-be-signed, and indie artists from around the globe. I'm your host, Music Director Dave Postal, and we have a special edition of SoundCloud Sunday for you today. I am in beautiful Abiquiu, New Mexico on Ghost Ranch with Johnny Blueheart.
Hello.
Welcome
Thank
to the studio, Johnny. We are in his cabin. It is just too awesome. I am going to post some pictures of what we're looking at here. But this is a beautiful place, and Johnny Blueheart is a beautiful musician, and I'm glad to have met him here in New Mexico.
Thank you, Dave.
Welcome to the station.
Thanks for making it out here into the high desert.
So a couple days ago, last week, hosted a little show in Santa Fe, and I called up Johnny, and I said, Johnny, you're perfect for this, our little audience out there. Will you come and play for us? Came down to Santa Fe, which is about a 50-minute drive from where we're sitting here, and did a great set for our very welcome audience in the rain. He was a trooper. And I said, come on down. Can you come down to Laurel Canyon Radio in the New Mexico version of it and come visit with us and maybe play a few tunes and tell us how you got here?
Sounds good.
So how'd you get here in the beautiful Abiquiu, New Mexico?
Great question. Well, I kind of fell in love with the West. I actually hail from the East Coast originally, from New York. And I had kind of gone on this road trip across the country for a while. I was kind of on the road, and that's kind of where I came out of my musical shell, so to speak. I've always been a singer, I've always loved singing, but the guitar is relatively new in my musical lifespan. And I was kind of on the road and kind of camping out at different places. Ended up at a place called Slab City, which is this place in Southwest California. I thought I was going to go there for 2 days. I ended up there for 7 weeks, meeting all sorts of musicians, playing songs. And then on the way back, heading east, I discovered New Mexico and Ghost Ranch. I'm also a horse rider, and I went horse riding out here, and just kind of the place just stuck with me.
So you discovered it and you stayed?
Yeah, I discovered it and I stayed, it's feeding me quite well right now.
All right. Well, Why don't you feed us with a little bit of music?
Okay.
Because you've obviously been influenced by this journey.
Indeed.
And let's hear something that kind of talks about that.
Yeah, this song is kind of relevant to that. So this is a little song I wrote. Traveled in Maine, I'm doing the best that I can. And there, deep in my head, a voice that says, I'm thinking about death. It says, time is urgent. The time. And I'm a traveling man. I don't have a plane, not that I can. And here, deep in my heart, a feeling that starts to tear it apart. This time's an illusion. Time's an illusion. Traveling to, you're out on the loose, you know that it's true, and when we're down the trail, who's gonna tell if we won or fail? Yeah, the time is urgent, and time. Illusion, the time.
Stuff. Thanks.
Thank you.
Wow. That is called.
That's called Traveling Man.
And where did it all come from?
Yeah, that's a good question. That one. I mean, that's just about the human experience. Although I guess you could say every song's about the human experience.
Sure.
But yeah, that one is about. I guess the. I mean, it came from definitely me traveling, and. But traveling is really what we're all doing, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
And you know, you can drive yourself a little crazy in this life sometimes with feeling the urgency of time, and then realizing that time is a construct we've just created for ourselves, and the fact that both are true.
Right.
You know,
it's only Monday.
Yeah.
It's only Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you recorded some demos. They're on your site. If you want to check out johnnyblueheart.com, you can hear a lot of music, a lot of your music, and you're still creating more, I imagine.
Definitely, all the time. That's kind of what I'm all about these days.
Okay, so you picked up a guitar.
Yeah.
You started writing songs.
Yep.
What's going on? What's the impetus? What's the genesis? Where is this headed?
Where it's headed, I damned if I know. In fact, that's kind of what that song I just sang is about. But it's been great out here in New Mexico specifically for me. It's been really special because I'm kind of in between Santa Fe and Taos, and both of those areas have good kind of music scenes going on in their own way. And I've been meeting lots of people out in both of those places. I've been playing with a violinist lately. I've been playing with this percussionist lately. I'm trying to get the kind of band thing together a little bit. But I'm also still kind of happy, you know, just me and my guitar. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of, what's been cool is different than back east. I just find organically meeting people is happening more, you know, musically. Mm-hmm. And that's been really exciting for me.
Now, do you think it's because you're more open to it or it's...
It's a great question. I mean, I do believe that when you radiate a certain energy or you're in a certain flow creatively, you tend to attract things. I'm becoming more of a believer of that lately, and it's like, I may have told you this story where I just went into, you know, Madrid, New Mexico is this old mining town here in New Mexico, and I went in there on a Monday night recently at the bar there just inquiring about booking, and they said, well, it's funny you asked about booking because we just had an act cancel, so I ended up playing this spontaneous show, you know, in Madrid for an hour, and then the booking person was there, now I got a show lined up in September there. And things like that keep happening around here, and I don't think that kind of stuff happens too much in Brooklyn, you know, but who knows.
I would think it happens just about every apartment in Brooklyn.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Could be another story.
It didn't happen for me when I was in Brooklyn, let me tell you.
Yeah, because there's a music scene there that's just exploding, too, but it's...
It's saturated, perhaps.
Saturated, yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. And the truth is, even though, you know, every artist might feel this way. You want to feel like you have your vision, your individuality. You want to feel that because that's what, you know, like you have something to say. We all want to believe we have something to say. And I think part of what's been so nice for me out here in the desert is feeling your kind of solitude and your individuality if it's your own voice, as opposed to feeling like you are surrounded by other guys and guitars all around you doing the same thing, you know.
Exactly.
Even though it's a kind of a intentional self delusion, you know. You want to.
So themes. What are the themes you seem to repeat or coming up now that you're kind of full time creating?
Well, one theme that's just always eternally recurring, because I came from the world of film too. I made films as well. And
yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, I've worked as a cinematographer for many years, shooting film, and I actually wrote and directed and shot and edited and sound designed and everything a feature length film that I actually wrote with my older brother. It's called The Marshmallow Mystery Tour. And that film is this kind of dark comic madcap journey through America about basically trying to keep the magic of your childhood and your innocence alive in the face of all the darkness and horrors of the world.
Now, can we watch that somewhere?
Not yet, unfortunately. Right. It's going to be out soon.
Coming soon?
Coming very soon. But you can Google the Marshmallow Mystery Tour. You know, we have an online presence, and it's coming out. It's on IMDb. You'll see we have a cast of, like, hundreds. It was probably the most ambitious creative endeavor I ever did as far as scale goes, you know.
But getting back to themes. So you're relating the theme of that to the
theme. Yeah, the theme of that to my music is the theme of loss of innocence is inevitably something that just... I can't help it. It's just always there. It keeps coming up. Just the idea of growing up, the idea of literally what I just said in terms of trying to keep your wonder alive in spite of all of the kind of harsh truths around you. You know, and that's also kind of a summation of the human experience. I think everyone can relate to that in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And then other than that, I've always felt like I'm an outsider from just everybody in the world and society. So I always am fascinated by, you know, I'm still a guy that owns a flip phone and stuff, and I'm just fascinated by all the screens that are taking over right now and have been taking over. And I've been working on a song, it's not done yet, called Screensaver. Because I think what we need right now is we need a screensaver in this
Somebody
world.
Will save us on screens.
Yes. Well, there was that song. There is a song, too, that I wrote recently called The Line in the Box that maybe I could play. And that song was inspired by this guy, Alan Watts, who was a big Buddhist philosopher back in the 70s, kind of in the Laurel Canyon area, actually. And he made this comment that really stuck with me. And he talked about, if you look around yourself at the natural order of the earth and the world that we live in, it's a very wavy, wiggly world, the way the rivers flow, the way the mountains slope, the way the valleys crawl down, and the way the weeds grow. You know, that's just kind of the natural order of things. And then here comes the Homo sapiens on the scene, us humans, and we have this obsession with straight lines. And we just want to straighten, you know, I mean, we even have it in our vernacular. You got to straighten things out, got to iron that out, you know. And it's just part of our nature to bring, we have this differing, I think Alan Watts says that we have this differing sense of style and it, with the world around us, which is fascinating because we came from this world, you know. And we live in boxes, you know. We just love it. It's like our mark. We leave it everywhere, you know.
Right.
So I was inspired by that. It kind of stuck with me for many years. I heard it years ago. And I ended up kind of writing this song that's kind of like a fable about mankind, and it's called The Line in the Box.
The earth was round and wild before it birthed the child who had to have it all straight and square. Every curve got on his nerve, the hills the way they swerve. He had to leave his brand upon the land. You hear it as the ticking of his clock. You'll see it on his street down every block. You'll find it is the mark of where he walks. You'll know it as the line in the box. The forest he got rid, stamped them with his grid, made the rivers flow straight as a nail. Yeah, wherever he did toil, left his work upon the soil, the heavens beheld his signature from above. You'll hear it as the ticking of his clocks. You'll see it on his street down every block. You'll find it is the mark of where he walks. You'll know him as the line and the box. But when all was said and done, he outrun. Yeah, for every line there grew a thousand swords. And then one day he died, a ruler by his side. They dug him a hole deep in the rocks, and like the joke so cruel, round his grave the weeds all grew. They slithered and swirled and laughed and mocked, and way down deep he lay in his cell of wooden grave, in the belly of his line and his box.
It's almost like a Twilight Zone ending, my guy. It's all about the lines, and then there he is with swirls in a round grave.
Huh? He's stuck. He's stuck. Well, in a box, my friend.
In a box.
Oh, yeah.
In a box, stuck there.
Indeed.
Amazing. Good stuff. You've been listening to Johnny Blueheart here on SoundCloud Sunday on Laurel Canyon Radio. More after this.
The new Laurel Canyon Radio app is here for both Android in the Google Play Store and also at the iTunes Store. Type in Laurel Canyon Radio and click on the psychedelic minibus, or go to laurelcanyonradio.com and it'll take you right to our free app download. Now you can listen to Laurel Canyon Radio in any canyon you choose.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to SoundCloud Sunday on Laurel Canyon Radio.
Welcome back to SoundCloud Sunday on Laurel Canyon Radio. I am Dave Postal, music director here at the station. You're listening to a special edition of SoundCloud Sunday, straight out of Ghost Ranch in Abiquiu, New Mexico, with Johnny Blueheart. Welcome back, Johnny.
Thank you.
So we've been talking a little bit about influences. What are yours? Who got you into this? Who inspires you?
Well, I mean, I come from a very much a love of singing, you know, a vocal harmony and vocals. I literally started from singing into a cassette deck and recording my voice and layering it on top of itself many times over. And I used to perform all vocal music. And a lot of that was like, well, let's see. I mean, first of all, you have to go way back, there's Nirvana, okay? Because I got to mention that, because I'm a high school kid listening to Nirvana. But then I got really into doo-wop music and, like, the Beach Boys. And those kind of blew my mind completely. And from there, I'm also very much like a crooner type guy. I love old guys like Dean Martin and Bing Crosby, because my voice kind of lands there, so I've always kind of related to those guys. Mm-hmm. And then I got really into barbershop harmony for a while as well. I sang in barbershop choruses, and I was part of what's literally this whole world called the Barbershop Harmony Society. Then there's bands like the Mamas and the Papas and the Association that were doing all sorts of really wild harmony stuff. And then moving into, like, guitar land and stuff, I mean, Townes Van Zandt has been a big deal to me ever since I discovered him. If I really had to also say my favorite, like, current living singer, it would be this guy named Mike Patton, who's one of these guys that literally has probably, like, 7 different bands that he's
from
in.
Faith No More.
Yeah, he was in this band Faith No More. And he can do everything from crooning super low to squealing super high and everything in between. He's literally written a whole album that was adapting old Italian film songs, you know, with the whole orchestra to Faith No More, which was actually a rock band, you know?
Right.
So he's a super, and he has albums literally that are just all vocal creations. And he has an album by a band called Tomahawk that was literally inspired by Native American, you know, time signatures. And he's literally doing vocal chanting and stuff and that stuff, you know, so it's just all over the place.
So now performing a Nirvana-inspired Martin, Mike Patton, all vocal, guitar-shredding, Mamas and Papas tune. It's Johnny Blueheart.
Yeah, exactly.
No pressure on that
one.
Yeah, no
pressure. Okay, let's bring it. shall I play you something now?
Absolutely.
All right, let's do it.
But don't expect one of that. But you have any of that recorded? Any of that kind of old stuff?
I do. Yeah, I used to perform as Isomer was my name. Okay. Isomer. And I'm on Bandcamp, isomermusic.bandcamp.
Okay, we're gonna throw up an Isomer song somewhere in the show and put it on our website.
It'll freak you out. It's not very Laurel Canyon-y, but hey.
Well, you know, for a minute, you just get off of Laurel Canyon and we'll hear Isomer, but
exactly.
For now.
But then again, hey, that was the summer of love, and they were taking stuff back then, so they would have dug it.
Absolutely.
All right.
Here's Johnny Blueheart for you here on Laurel Canyon Radio SoundCloud Sunday.
When I'm down, just raging round town, acting the clown, will you come? And when I'm down, just wear my crown, and you're in your gown, will you come? I'm down, just moping around, lost and found, will you come? And when I'm down, like a dog in the pound, like a sinner hellbound, oh, will you come? Summer goes, I'm thinking about the end. Every day just slips away, time's never been a friend. So when I'm down, just bones in the ground, not making a sound, will you come?
Song is
that's When I'm Down.
When I'm Down.
Yeah.
Boy, that is two songs in a row where it ends with you with someone
in the grave. You're
in
right.
The grave.
Oh man, thanks for pointing that one out.
It's our new theme here. It's all about being in the grave.
I skew towards the dark side sometimes.
Yeah. Well, it's perspective too, right? I mean, you know, we're all here for a while, and then that's where we're all going to end up.
It's
so
true.
It's just what you're thinking about.
Dust to dust.
So you've been here in New Mexico now for about 7 months.
8 months
eight
now.
Months
yep.
ago.
Yeah.
And this is basically the world that inspired George O'Keefe's artistry, and obviously millions of people come here every year, thousands of people at least.
Yeah, no question.
To kind of get in touch with that. How's that been for you?
It's been amazing. You know, the history here is so dense, and that's what's amazing is like, yeah, there's the George O'Keefe level, and then you just keep going back, and then there's the Paleo Indians that were here. Then you go further back, there's literally dinosaur fossils discovered right outside my doorstep here. And it's just it's almost overwhelming sometimes, because you're like, you better be inspired here, my friend, you know, as a songwriter. And it's just so dense, you know, and you know, even that song I played earlier, The Line in the Box and stuff about mankind and just our coming on the scene here. I mean, those are all themes that are just bleeding out of everywhere here. Mm-hmm. So I just love that. I love the kind of collision, too, of thinking about dinosaurs and then thinking about, you know, George O'Keefe and, like, and just the way all these things kind of collide on, you know, and literally people were lynched right out my doorstep here on trees and the Wild West days. And it's just, it's so layered, you know. I don't know how much of a believer I am in energy or in ghosts and things like that, but, you know, you start to feel it out here in some way. Yeah. There is something going on out here.
So is it informing or changing yourself as an artist, or is it just inspiring you to who you already were when you got here?
I think it's creeping into me and into my work in ways that I can't even describe or even know yet. You know, because it's still happening.
Yeah, pretty new.
Yeah, and it's that song, the first few songs I played already for you here today were written here on the ranch here.
Wow.
So they definitely came about here at this landscape and, you know, in this mindset out here.
We'll definitely send you some pictures. We'll put up some pictures on our site about, I mean, it's really, I can't even describe it. Only a picture, and maybe not even a picture. Maybe you need to have to be here to see just how beautiful and natural it is, and what a great contrast to California, where, you know, literally it's just asphalt and road signs.
Yeah, I'm so glad you got to come out here.
Yeah, real pretty here. So let's see how close we can get to your musical connections to our fair city of Los Angeles. You've been to L.A. before, right?
Yep. Oh yeah.
What's your impression?
L.A. is not for me, but I love the mythology of L.A. and the, Beach Boys, my friend. Two words, Beach Boys. Yeah. Oh my God, I'm such a Beach Boys fan. It's partially because, you know, I think I may have, as I told you, I'm a filmmaker as well, and there was kind of two ways to go as a filmmaker in this country, where it's like you can go East Coast, you can go West Coast. You know, I had so many friends that went out to L.A. And it's, remember I was talking before about feeling that individuality as an artist, wanting to feel that individuality, right? Like you have your own voice. In L.A., I feel very dwarfed by all the billboards of Spider-Man and all the big movies and everything. And you can't go into a cafe without everybody else talking about what you're talking about or thinking about, and for some people that's really energizing and exciting, you know.
Right.
If you're a musician,
well, it's competitive.
Yeah, and that's cool. But yeah, I mean, even when I was on the East Coast, like I don't even like going into coffee shops to write and stuff, because I just feel like there's just other people writing in coffee shops. I prefer to go to some grungy McDonald's and get my coffee, or some diner where they're, you know, the coffee's watered down, and I feel like I'm kind of in the middle of nowhere.
I hear you on that.
That's kind of just me creatively.
So what does the future look like? What's going to happen? What's next? Where is this all going?
It's a hey.
Please tell us. We want to know.
Yeah,
we're
exactly.
Fans.
Well, let me pull out my crystal ball here.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, I am hoping to record. I'm still deciding now if it's going to be an EP or if it's going to be an album. But I want to record out here on the ranch in New Mexico. All my original music that I have thus far. Mm-hmm. Maybe add some more that are still on the works. As I've already mentioned to you, I come from such a vocal background, so harmony is one thing I can't do with my single voice, so I'm excited to be able to add some of that.
Mm-hmm.
When I do recordings.
Do some double tracks?
Yeah, a little bit of that. And I keep hearing pedal steel. I can't help but not hear pedal steel sometimes when I'm playing stuff, and the idea of finding a pedal steel person excites me. And also delving into, because pedal steel can get kind of psychedelic-y sounding, in some of the pitches it reaches and the bendiness of it all.
Okay.
So I'm looking to add some of that stuff into what I'm doing. You know, if I told you that I fully realized my voice, I'd be lying. Like I'm still surprising myself in what I create and what I'm kind of writing.
Mm-hmm.
So, and to be honest, I don't know, maybe if I did feel like, oh, I found my voice officially one day, then maybe it wouldn't be as fun anymore, because I wouldn't be exploring as much as I am right now. So maybe that's just always going to be the artistic process.
Okay, well, don't find your voice then.
Yeah.
Just wander around.
Yeah, I'm going to keep wandering and making music.
Okay.
You know?
Well, why don't you play us another song and...
Sounds good.
And keep us happy.
Okay.
And don't find your voice while you're keeping us happy.
That sounds like a plan. This one, maybe I'll do Filthy Man. What do you think of that
Absolutely.
One? Let's do that one. This one's kind of another one about the human experience and, the crazy times we're living in, right?
Yep.
But then again, they said that back in the Laurel Canyon days. I think it's always true.
That it is.
I'm an honest man, no blood on my hands. I want a simple way of living. I didn't sign no plan, I didn't bow to the man. Just wanna be a fan of living. I ain't no Superman, I ain't no garbage can. I'm just a goddamn man that's trying to live. I didn't tell no lie, I got no alibi. I don't need no forgiving. I didn't write the rules, I didn't act no fool. I didn't push these wheels off and spinning. I ain't no Superman, I ain't no garbage can. I'm just a goddamn man that's trying to live.
SoundCloud Sunday on Laurel Canyon Radio. Thank you so much, Johnny. What a good guy you are. Good man.
I feel the same way about you, Dave. I feel like we got to do an episode where I interview you because the getting to know you has been great.
I have no songs to play for you.
Yeah, you can do some acapella stuff.
Exactly. We'll be seeing about that. Well, thanks for coming in, thank you for having me here in beautiful Albuquerque, New Mexico at the Ghost Ranch. If you want to check out some of Johnny's music, you can check it out at johnnyblueheart.com. Is that right?
johnnyblueheart.com, and I'm on good old Instagram at johnnyblueheart.
Check it all out. Thank you, Johnny. And we hope to hear more of you. When you get to L.A., come see us.
No question about that. Looking forward to it.
All right. We'll be back with more of SoundCloud Sunday here on Laurel Canyon Radio.
We're all connected to the ocean. It may be the waves you drop in on or the memories of family vacations on the beach. Or it may be the sense of contentment when you dig your feet into the warm sand. It's about clean water for me. And if you're like me, you want to ensure that our ocean is protected and safe to surf, swim, and play in and day out. That's why I support Surfrider, and why you should too. We sometimes assume that our oceans are pristine, healthy, and accessible. Sadly, that is far from the truth. Our beaches face real threats from plastic pollution to urban runoff to poorly planned development. What I love about Surfrider is that they are tried and true coastal defenders addressing those threats head on. They are so passionate about our coasts that they will fight for years and even decades for what they love. Join Surfrider today to protect our ocean, waves, and beaches so that we can all enjoy today, tomorrow, and every day after.
If your friends don't appreciate that your musical tastes are stuck in 1974, we have the answer. Tune in to New Kids in Town every Monday and Friday from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific Time, where we play brand new music that'll sound comfortably familiar, but brand new at the same time. Expand your musical palette every Monday and Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific Time, with New Kids in Town on Laurel Canyon Radio.
You're listening to SoundCloud Sunday on Laurel Canyon Radio. I'm your host, Dave, Postal Music Director here at the station. We were happy to have Johnny Blueheart in studio, or me in his studio. And if you want to check out more from his band Isomer or some solo stuff, check out our website at laurelcanyonradio.com. Click on the SoundCloud Sunday icon and you'll find out more. Let's keep the music going. One of Johnny's great influences is the great Towns Van Zandt. Here's the indie band CO Towns and a track from their latest album. It's called Turnstile Junk Piled.
Thank you. train is running, picking up passengers, taking us home. I listen in the stillness for the sound of it humming. I look for the light that tells me we are not alone. If you've seen that light, would you shine that light into this heart of mine? I will send that light back into the night for someone else to shine. Some think their life is a ticket to heaven. Some think hell is living on earth. I don't know if that train is ever coming, but I know what the light of hope is worth. If you've seen that light, if you've seen that light, would you shine that light? Would you shine that light into this heart of mine? I will send that light back into the night for someone else to shine. Shine that light in a star-crossed dream. Shine that light into their heart for laughter.
Shine that light.
Shine that light into those we do not understand. Into those who are beaten and battered.
Shine.
Shine that light into the fearful.
Shine.
So they may raise their eyes and stand tall.
Shine.
Shine that light.
Fire that dances.
What does it matter, that flicker of flame?
But what if his life held someone else's second chances
to catch a homebound train? If you've seen that light,
if you've seen that light,
would you shine that light?
Come on, shine that light
into this heart of mine. I will send that light back into the night for someone else to shine.
Again, with their heads up in the clouds. rhinestones into diamonds, making such a beautiful sound. They'll raise your spirits up, and I hope they do. Oh, they'll make you feel less lonely if you're feeling blue. Cocaine cowboys, they can charm you and help you forget. Cocaine cowboys, making fools gold from love songs in their heads. Dim lights and a bunch of friends, thick smoke on the stage again. But their heads up in the clouds, turning rhinestones into diamonds, making such a beautiful sound.
Listening to SoundCloud Sunday on Laurel Canyon Radio.
Are we rolling in there still? wind blows. You gotta go where the wind blows, Chloe. You gotta go where the wind blows. The ships that sail and the planes that fly know where they're going, but they keep on.
Great new tune for you there on SoundCloud Sunday from Foy Vance. Track is called Wind Blows Chloe, and that is from his new album To Memphis, which will be out on September 6th on Gingerbread Man Records here in the United States, Atlantic Asylum, UK. Foy will also be performing at the Palace Theater on October 26th here in Los Angeles. If you get a chance, go and check that out. He's just a great musician out of Ireland. Before that, another new tune from Anna Ege. We haven't heard from her in a while. Her 11th album, Is It the Kiss, is out on September 6th on Story Sounds Records. The track we heard there was Cocaine Cowboys. Before that, out of Bluegrass, Iowa, new song from David G. Smith from his album Who Cares on Hey Dave Records, which just came out this last week. The track we heard there was Shine. And top of the set, we heard from C.O. Towns and Turnstile Junk Piled. We've got more indie music for you here on SoundCloud Sunday on Laurel Canyon Radio after this.
Wait, don't do it. If you smoke that now, you'll become addicted and you'll have to excuse yourself like every 5 minutes from parties to go.
Wait, it's even worse than that.
Your teeth become like this really horrible yellow, so your agents are like, go get your teeth whitened, and you do, but what you don't know is that the procedure hurts like hell, so
stop. The unthinkable has happened.
I could never quit the habit. So now my daughter is a smoker too.
Please, we already ruined our life. Let's not ruin hers.
Don't start smoking. You don't want to make yourself go back in time.
You're listening to Laurel Canyon Radio, crafted artisanal harmonies from high in the hills of Los Angeles.
24/7 independent music show.
Took the 6 o'clock train into the city. Cost me $6.50. Heard a saxophone blowing on the corner. Tossed a few coins into a hand. Stopped at my favorite record shop. Spent my last couple bucks. But I don't do. Doctor or a lawyer. My old man, he always said, well, if it don't pay to make this guitar play, so much for making bread. You may be living in the lap of luxury, but I will tell you when push comes to shove, I don't give a damn about the money. Thank you.
Thought you knew me,
this leaving without you. Cause I am too fly for this. So I'll be gone in no time.
Listening to SoundCloud Sunday, where we play the best unsigned, should be signed, and indie artists from around the globe. We just heard from Asa, and that is the title track from her new album, Good Thing, just released July 24th on Shaughnessy Records. She's from Nigeria. Before that, we heard from Esther Rose from the album You Made It This Far, her second album that was coming out next Friday, August 23rd, on Farmer Daughter Records. The tune we heard there was Handyman. And at the top of the set, we heard from Chicago's Ernie Hendrickson from the album Roll On. That is a self-released album due on September 24th. That's all we got for you today on SoundCloud Sunday. We want to thank you for listening. We'll play it out with the new single from the band Omicron J Trauma. The track is Luna on SoundCloud Sunday.